Chapter 4. Limitations and Problems. As robots have often been linked to AI in the media, it is little surprise that people think of AI as robots behaving like humans. But robots actually played a small part in the AI story during the Golden Age, as they were expensive, slow, and difficult to build. Programs like Shirdloo, which worked in a simulated world, were easier and much cheaper to build than robots that worked in the real world. However, there was one amazing experiment with AI robots at the Stanford Research Institute, SRI, between 1966 and 1972, the Shakey Project. Shakey was the first serious attempt to build a mobile robot that could be given tasks in the real world and work out how to perform them on its own. It could perceive its environment, understand where it was and what was around it. It could receive tasks from users, plan and perform them while making sure it was achieving the project's aims. As with Shirdloo, the tasks involved moving objects such as boxes around an office environment. But Shakey was a real robot moving real objects, a much bigger challenge. Shakey needed to combine a lot of different AI capabilities to succeed. The developers had to build a robot small enough to move quickly and easily around an office, with powerful and accurate sensors for the robot to understand its environment. For this, Shakey had a television camera and rangefinders, special technology for working out its distance from objects. It also had technology to help it perceive things in its way. To navigate around the office and plan how to do the tasks it was given, developers designed a system called STRIPS, Stanford Research Institute Problem Solver, which is now generally recognized as one of the earliest AI planning techniques. All these capabilities had to work well together, and as any AI researcher will tell you, getting one of these capabilities to work is a challenge, but getting them all to work at the same time is even harder. However, as clever as it was, Shakey's capabilities also showed the limitations of the AI technology of the time. To make Shakey work, its designers had to limit the challenges the robot faced. For example, Shakey could only perceive obstacles with the help of a specially painted and lit environment. And because the TV camera required so much power, it was only switched on when it was needed, and took about 10 seconds to produce an image. The limitations of computers at that time were also a problem for the developers. In the 15 minutes it took Shakey to work out how to do a task, it would do nothing while it sent a message by radio to a computer which was powerful enough to run the program, but too big and heavy for the robot to carry around. Shakey could not possibly have been used on any practical problem, but it was maybe the first autonomous mobile robot and helped develop many new AI technologies. The ability to solve problems is one of the key capabilities that makes humans different from other animals. If we can build programs that can solve problems that people find hard, then surely this would be an important step on the road to AI. For this reason, problem solving was carefully studied in the Golden Age. Computers were often required to solve the kind of problems you find on the puzzle page of a newspaper as an AI test. The Towers of Hanoi is a typical example of such a puzzle. In the Towers of Hanoi, there are 3 posts and 64 golden rings. The rings are of different sizes and can lie over the posts. At the beginning, all the rings are on the furthest left post and are then moved one by one between the posts, the aim being to move all the rings to the furthest right post, but following 2 rules. 1. Only one ring can be moved at a time between the posts. 2. At no time can any ring lie on a smaller ring. So how do you move all the rings from left to right without breaking these rules? It can be done by using a technique called search, a basic AI problem-solving technique which involves systematically considering all possible plans of action. Any program that plays a game like chess will be based on search, as will the satellite navigation system in your car. It is one of the basic techniques in AI. As in the blocks world, we want to find a sequence of actions that will take us from an initial state to our goal state. We can use search to solve problems like the Towers of Hanoi as follows. First, starting from the initial state, we consider the effects of every available action on that initial state. The effect of performing an action transforms the problem into a new state. If one of the actions has led to the goal state, then we have succeeded. The solution to the puzzle is the sequence of actions that got us from the initial state to the goal state. If not, we repeat this process for every state we achieved, considering the effect of each action on those states, and so on. A. B. C. The Towers of Hanoi, the type of puzzles studied in the golden age of AI. Applying this recipe for search generates a search tree. So, in the Towers of Hanoi, first, we can only move the smallest ring, and our only choices are to move it to the middle or furthest right post. We have two possible actions available and two possible states. If we choose to move the small ring to the centre post, that then gives us three possible available actions. We can move the smallest ring to the furthest left post or the furthest right post, or we can move the middle-sized ring to the furthest right post, not to the centre post because then it would be on top of the smallest ring, which is against the rules, and so on. Because we are systematically generating the search tree, level by level, we are considering all possibilities. And so, if there is a solution, we will definitely find it in the end using this process. It is called an exhaustive search because it investigates every possible move at every step. It is quite easy to write a program for this kind of exhaustive search, which would make the task much easier for a computer than for a person. To solve the Towers of Hanoi problem, working with three rings, the smallest number of times you would need to move is seven. If you did a quick experiment, you would see that in almost all possible combinations of the puzzle, there would be three ways to move. So the branching factor is three. However, different search problems will have different branching factors, and these can create search trees too big for the memory of an average computer. Even if their technology improved, they would not be able to deal with search trees this large. This is true of a board game called Go, which quickly reaches up to 3.9 billion states in its search tree only a little way into the game. After that, the numbers get much higher. The problem of search trees growing at such a crazy speed is called combinatorial explosion, and it is the most important practical problem in AI. You would need to find a sure recipe for solving search problems quickly, and you would need to achieve the same result as an exhaustive search, but without all that effort. If you could do all of that, you would become very famous, and many problems that are now very difficult for AI would suddenly be easy. But it is impossible to get around combinatorial explosion. You have to work with it.